Did you?
Fantastic day.
Fantastic.
Okay, gentlemen, we are indeed. Oh, Stephen, good evening.
Hello, Rabbi.
Hello, Rabbi.
Good. We are very well, Baruch Hashem. We are very well. Okay, we are up to, I want to finish the discussion which we started yesterday about what do you do if you're up the whole night. I know Shavuot is a long way to go, really. You think Shavuot, you think the warm weather and the long evenings and the short night. So anyway, yeah, Shavuot does exist. So we're gonna learn what's the halacha if somebody stays up the whole night. I want to get this clear. Very fascinating Mishnah Berurah over here. Interesting Chiddush in Bi'Halacha. I want to also touch on Siv Yudalet about somebody who wakes up before Amud Hashachar. Very, very, very common this side of the year. What time is Alois nowadays? At 9 o'clock or something? No, what time is Alois? Not yet, but. Yeah. So what happens if somebody wakes up before daylight? What about until I said that in such an instance? Perhaps we're even going to be able to talk about the halacha if somebody sleeps during the day. So what happens then about washing hands? So we'll look at that. And all that's all in preparation, and that's all preparation and introduction to, of course, the highlight of this evening. Gosh, we'll speak it tonight. So there's all a few minutes. Okay. So Rabbi Isai, so we learned, it's very interesting because there would be room to think otherwise. But Sifu Gimel tells us the halacha of a person who is up throughout the entire night. What is the halacha in such a case? I'm going to jump straight to Mishnah Berurah because it's so beautifully clearly written in Sif Koton Chav Zayin. In Sif Koton, excuse me, Sif Koton Chav Ches. Tanya Litfila. Yesh Sofek im Atam Shal Tides Adam Shachis Karashba. We don't know. So, somebody's up the whole night, and he now wants to daven. Right? The typical scenario is Shavuos, those who stay up the whole night. So, if the reason why we wash hands is like the Rashba, Sif Koton Chav Ches. If the reason is like the Rashba, again, what was the reason of the Rashba? Le'el Mishnebu Sif Koton Aleph. So the Rashba said Be'echadosho. So according to that, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ve'im kein afu gav da'ash klo nase Be'echadosho. Even though you personally didn't become a Be'echadosho, why did you not become a Be'echadosho? Why were you not newly, freshly created? Yeah, his soul didn't leave. So therefore, nevertheless, Lo'i plug abonon, Chachamim didn't distinguish and differentiate Ve'tzorech netila. And according to this understanding of the Rashba, I know there would be room to think otherwise, but the Mishnah Berurah says loy plug abonon. It's the, how do you say loy plug? Let's get some fancy word out. Loy plug, a consistent what?
Blanket rule.
Blanket rule. Oh, in Latin, blancuto rulo. Yeah. So it would. It's kind of straightforward.
Consistent.
Yeah. Or perhaps shema ikatam karosh. Or perhaps the reason is like the rosh. What did the Rosh say? The Rosh said that it's very much tefillah related. However, it is, of course, the main reason is, according to the Rosh, because you may have touched covered parts of your body. Now, if a person was up the whole night, he knows he didn't touch anything. So therefore, so according to the Rosh, there's no need to wash hands because he was up the whole night. So with the Machlok is Rosh, but I know there would be room to. You could really think otherwise. But that's how the Mishnah Berurah learns. Therefore, now what about Ruach Ra? Interesting one. Ruach Ra? Ruach Ra, somebody was up the whole night. Is there Ruach Ra? Yes or no? Really interesting question. So the right hand, yes. The left one, no.
Is the Ruach Ra connected with, is not connected with it, whether he's sleeping or not?
Correct. Is that what you're saying? I mean, we're asking, is Ruach Ra connected to sleep or not? It's a really good question. So the Mishnah Berurah is
connected because why?
Oh, so if he didn't sleep, so there's no death?
No.
No ruach ra. Says Mishbu. V'lehav ruach ra yeshkam kein sofek. In terms of ruach ra, there's also a sofek. In ba'alma ashenu gerim ruach ra is the sleeping aspect. Is the sleeping that causes the ruach ra? Him kein afil yoshem b'yoyim. She ruach ra v'tzerich litul yadav. V'nei b'dayin tzerich litul yadav. We don't know if it's the sleeping which causes the ruach ra, or is it the night that causes ruach ra. We know the night itself is more, you know, there's a laila, din, ruach ra. It's all part of the same world of. So it could be that the night in its own right causes the ruach ra. So we don't know. So we don't know. So we've got a suffix over here. So therefore, the mishabu paskins, the shulchanoch paskins, you wash your hands. Or you don't make a bracha. Very good.
Well,
if you're up all night,
what point do you wash your hands?
Before you daven.
Right. So
before you daven.
Just to satisfy that.
Yeah. Now there is an interesting bialocha, and that itself is a bit controversial. If I can call it like that, because not all the achronim like it so much. But bialocha comes and says, okay, again, why is it that we don't make a bracha? Because of which opinion? Which opinion are we trying to please by not making a bracha? Who is it? No, according to the Rashba, Mishnah Berurah says, loy plug, you can make a bracha. Be'chadosh, at the end of the day, he says the Rosh is the reason why we don't make a bracha. Again, what was the Rosh? You're the Maskonius. Your hands are busy, and you may have touched covered parts of the body. You have to wash your hands, make a bracha. So if you're up all night, you know where your hands were, and whether or not, and therefore you can't make a bracha. Says the bialocha, all right, okay, so it is a simple etzer. What is a simple etzer? Touch a covered part of your body. Touch. The whole problem is, because the Rosh says, covered, uncovered, you're the maskonius, and therefore you... So make sure that you did touch a covered part of your body, then you can make a bracha. Showing, as easy as that. Pialocha says that. And therefore, you can, according to Rosh, you can make a bracha, and according to Rosh, you can anyway make a bracha. So says the Pialocha. And that is what I believe a lot of people do. That if you're up the whole night, according to Rosh, you can anyway make, wash hands, make a bracha, according to the Mishnah Berurah's understanding in the Rosh, you, upon when it's after the morning starts, after the morning, after Alois, you touch a covered part of your body, a part of your which is normally covered. That makes a requirement to wash your hands. Now you can make a bracha. You can wash your hands and make a bracha. Ve'sholoim al Yisrael. So says the bialocha.
What about bracha
shin sicha? It's not bracha shin sicha. Because it's an interesting question you're asking, but I would argue it's not bracha shin sicha, because really Chachamim wanted you to make a bracha every morning. You happen to be exempt because you're up the whole night, so you can recreate that obligation by touching a part of your body. I would argue. Interesting point, though. Night shifts, yes.
Regular, he's a doctor, or
yeah. Or a father of a newborn, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, but let's say he does night shifts, yeah. Yeah, it would be the same halacha, I suppose. That if he wakes up, if he's up the whole night, and he wakes up after, he is up the whole night. So even if it's on a regular basis, he should do what the bialocha recommends: that you touch a part of your body which normally is covered, and then according to Rosh, you can also make a bracha. According to the what? Rashba is a din in the Netilas Yadayim. Rashba is an explanation of din in the Netilas Yadayim. He doesn't address
because you're Berachah Chadasha, that's why you wash your hands and you say brachos.
Let's have a look in Sifkot Aleph. You're quoting Sifkot Aleph. Rashba Kossel, Fish B'Shach HaShen Naim Nasik Yachadosh, Sif Chadosh V'Kare, Tzichim Lalu Hoydos Lo Yisbach Shabon Yichbod Yishal Zol Vorech Shemoyim. Yeah, I hear what he's saying. Yeah, I'm quoting Sif Kotten Aleph, and you're quite right. Yeah, very good. That's exactly what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know. Good question. I don't know. I do not know. I thought the Rashba specifically regards to Netilas Yadayim. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, next case is the following. Hishkim, Sif Kotten Yudalet, Hishkim. Koidim Amud HaShachar, V'not Al Yodah. What if somebody wakes up before Amud HaShachar? What time is Alois nowadays? 5:18. Okay, it's still a bit early, but like say in a few weeks, yeah, Hanukkah time, yeah. Amud Shachar is like. So you, if you wake up before Amud Shachar, are you? What about Netilas Sudan? Can you make the bracha or not? Somebody's flying; it's so common. Somebody's traveling, or somebody's got. Forget about that. Somebody's working; has to go to work early. Somebody's got to work. You know, whatever. I mean, in this part of the world, Shachar can be very can be very late. So if you wake up before Amud Shachar, it's very. If you live in the northern side of the world, it's very. So what do you do about? Can you make a bracha? Yes or no? Can you, can you not make other dress a dime or not? So again, according to the Rosh, what?
Yes,
why?
Dirty,
absolutely dirty hands, waking up. You can, you're about to daven, yeah. Go for it. What about the Rashba? Yeah. That's morning related. It's not morning yet, it's still the night. Bit more problematic. Therefore, what are you going to do? Three guesses. According to the Rashi, work on the Rashi. What? You must have bachas. You've got new dalit. Last word of page 18. Hishkim. If you wake up, kodesh the shachar, but not aliyadim. If you wake up before the shachar, top of the line, for not aliyadim, you wash one. Yesh leistapik. We are in doubt. Im tzorech l'tol yadav pa'am acheres. Do you need to wash your hands again? Kshayir ayoyim. La'av ruach ro. Asher alidayim. We don't know what about the bracha. And also remember about the ruach ro aspect as well. And what do you do alocha l'maisa? As you said. V'yitleim v'loi bracha. You should wash your hands, but you do not recite the bracha. So that's exactly what he says.
Rabbi?
Yes?
Rabbi?
Yes?
What happens if you're living, I think it's like somewhere like Iceland, where at certain times of the year, it doesn't get dark.
Yeah.
But people obviously still go to bed, but it's not getting dark. Is there a problem?
It is a very serious problem. It's a very, very serious problem. It really is. It really is. I don't know. It's a real problem to live in Iceland. I don't know. I don't think, nothing wrong with Edgware really, Stephen, though. It's easier than it. Yeah. You do, yeah.
Right, and then you have to wash again after.
Yeah, you should. You should, yeah.
Yeah. But you say the bracha the first time?
No, so you can't really make a bracha at that stage yet, because according to some, you can't really make a bracha yet.
4 or 5 days.
Correct. Yeah, so.
According to the other opinion, and why?
According to the opinion that it's tefillah related, yeah, and you're about to daven, you could really make a bracha. According to the Rashba, which is Be'echadosha related, morning related, you need to have a new day for that. And that would be a problem. So Lemais, Saloch Lemais, you wait for 5:18 or whenever it is, and then you've got both opinions, you wash again then, you make a bracha then. Yeah, okay. Rabbi Yisai Siv Tezvav, Yoshein Bayoim. What about somebody who sleeps during the day? Yes, there are people out there who sleep during the day. Yesh Lei Stapek, you are in... In doubt, indeed. There is a shaila as to whether you should wash nigel vasa again. Shalosh pa'amim, 3 times. You should wash without making a bracha. Why so? Let's think about it. What's the why? Why do you wash hands? Why do you need to wash hands? Let's think this through. According to the Rosh, Yodel Vaskonius. Yeah, but are you about to daven now? It's Tefillah related. About to daven? You're not about to daven. So you're the Maskonius, but you're not about to daven. So drop the Rosh. What about the Rashba? Mm-hmm. Okay, so wash your hands before big sin. It's not... Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so you think perhaps according to the Rosh? Perhaps. What about the Rashba? Be'echadosha? You say Be'echadosha? Mm-hmm. What about or not? Somebody sleeps during the day? There is. So, an indication of where we are going with our shalocha is the amount of times you need to wash your hands, as we've discussed previously. Shulchan Aruch teaches us over here, Yoshen Bayoim, somebody sleeps by day. Yesh lei stapek, went out. Im tzorich, if you need to laro ismaim aleim, if you need to wash hands over it, shalosh pa'amim. So what does that teach us? to what we're talking about. Shalosh Pa'amim? He must be talking about Ruach Ha, because for Rosh and Rashba, there's no need to wash your hands three times. So the fact they were talking about three times is telling us that we are, if there's any requirement, it's a Ruach Ha related. So Lacha Maisa, you do need to wash your hands, but you certainly don't make a bracha. What is this about Ruach Ha? What's the argument that you do have Ruach Ha? What's the argument you don't have Ruach Ha? Sleeping your day. What would you say?
Does it depend on, because you're sleeping at night, does it depend on the night, or does it depend on the fact that you're sleeping and you might be touching parts of your body?
That's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says. If got Lamadala, third line. Yesh leis tabik, im alaylo goyrim leruach hatoma. Could it be the night that causes the ruach toma? It could be the night. There's something about nights. Night has got a certain element of tumor. Is it the night that causes the ruach tumor on your hands? Or is it the sleeping? The fact that your neshama leaves your body during the night. So is that what causes the ruach? We don't know. So therefore you need to wash your hands, but without the bracha. Now, how long is the, how long is it that a person needs to sleep?
Half an hour.
Half an hour. Why half an hour?
No idea.
No idea? I wonder if it's got anything to do with the length of the shir. So what about...
Is it like 30 minutes or half?
Very good. So we're not going to address this in great detail now, but we should just throw it in now. That the whole idea of that, it all comes from Davka, Ayoshen Shish and Nishmi. It's 60 Nishmi, which really means breath. If a person sleeps less than 30 minutes, Ein Ruach Shari Afilo Belailo. Sleep, which is less than 30 minutes, is not considered sleeping sufficiently that there would be Ruach Ha, whether it's by day or whether it's by night. Less than 30 minutes, it's an important rule, he's not considered sleeping. He's not considered sleeping. So therefore, if a person were to sleep less than half an hour, by night or by day, he would not have a requirement to wash his hands, in terms of Ruach Ha. There's no Ruach Ha unless it's 30 minutes plus. We will be learning, Mitzvah, what does that 30 minutes come from? And is it obvious that it's 30 minutes? And as well as other halachas, but that we're going to leave Mitzvah for next week. Okay, Rabbi Isai.
So when my wife sits on the shop this afternoon, I've slept, I'll say it was less than 30 minutes, so I haven't.
What again, if?
My wife says to me on the shop this afternoon, I've slept, and I say it's less than 30 minutes.
It says not counted.
Yeah, so
it's not counted, absolutely. You have to start from, yeah. And since you woke up in the middle, you start from the beginning.
So
yeah, absolutely.
All I'm going to yeah. do during the day and waking up at night, so like now, if you go to bed 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you wake up at 4 o'clock during that, 4:30, there's something saying breakfast or something?
That is...
different thing.
Yeah, no, that's, it's different. Yeah, it's, yeah, we'll get, well, I suppose we'll speak about it when we learn the breakfast. Yeah, it's a member of. Yeah, but yes, you're right. It's a hefsek. Yeah, that's right. Okay, yes. Yes, absolutely, yeah.
I'll tell you about this, okay? If somebody hear this, what I said, so it's in the Baba Kama Kuftav Zayin, he said here,
which page?
Kuftet Zayin. He said here, הרי שהיה בורח מבית האסורים, somebody was running away from the prison, והייתה מעבורת לפניו, and he wanted to cross the river, he could because it was a crocodile or he can't swim, so he asked מעבורת, like a jet ski or something, and he asked him, can I pay you 10 dinar? You can pass me over to the other side? He said, yeah, of course. It was a lot of money. And when he took him to the other side, he only gave him one dinar. And he said, well, you promised me 10 dinar. He said, I was joking because I was desperate to escape from the prison because they was after me. And the halacha is like you only have to pay him his scharo, but you have to pay him one dinar, that you have to pay him. Question is in the case of Yaakov and Esav, when Esav sold the bechorah to Yaakov, why after he finished eating, why he didn't say to him, "I was joking"? How much portion of soup worth? £8. I'll give you £10. I'll give you £20. But the selling is cancelled. So why he didn't say that? Because later in the parasha, we see when Yaakov got the brachos, he was shouting big. Esav was shouting big. He took my firstborn, and then he took my brachot. He was very, very upset. So why he didn't say first thing? It's cancelled. So as we know, Yaakov was very, very clever. He knew all the halachot and everything. And he said in the pasuk. Let me see where it is. Vayomer Yaakov ishavea li kayom. Yaakov asked Esav if you give him the nezid adashim, you have to swear shvuah. And in the olden day, when somebody was swearing, he was in Shem Hashem. It's not like simple today. It was like a really big shvuah. And he had to swear. Yisav swear, as you give me this, I give you the Bechorah. When he swear, Hashem got involved, like third party. He can't say after I was joking. You can't joke. Hashem was there. You know what I mean? So that's why he could go back on himself. He said, I was joking. Because he swear, you know, it's not simple. And that's one, is about a few tirutim. Another one is when he gave him the soup, he gave him before bread. Yaakov natan le'esav lechem muzid adashim. He gave him bread. He said, first wash your hand, eat your bread. And when he said, now I'll bring it to you a few minutes. When it's cooled down, I'll bring you the soup. So time being, Esav was eating the bread. And he can't say after, I was joking because the soup was saved my life. He didn't save his life. The bread was filling him up. If he didn't want, he shouldn't eat the Nezid Adashim. But if you ate it, you can't say now, because I was joking, because you saved my life, now you understand. So that's another reason. And that's why you couldn't go back on him, because you can't say that was... there's another tirutz. When Yaakov gave to Esav to Nezid Adashim, in Pesach, when somebody wants to sell chametz to a rabbi, he go to the rabbi and he take a pen and he do a kinyan. And you sold your chametz to the rabbi, the rabbi bought it already. And same year, when Yaakov gave to Esav to the soup, he gave him on the plate. He didn't pour it to his throat, he gave him on the plate. And the other day, it wasn't no pen, so he had to give him something like a kinyan. Khalifin, what is it called? Mm-hmm. So he gave him the plate, and he said, I'll give you the plate, and that's a kinyan. And he had a kinyan, and he can't say, I was joking. You don't make a kinyan. Yeah, there's a few more tirutzim. And that's three of... where's the proof? Yaakov was the Becho. Where's the proof in the Sedra? So he said later in the parasha, "Vayishlach Yitzchak et Yaakov, vayelech baden Aram el Lavan ben Betuel Arami, achi Rivka, em Yaakov ve'Esav." Yaakov was the first, so that proved Yaakov was the Becho. Yeah. There's another one. Can I say another one?
Please, yes.
Another one. When Yaakov came to Yitzchak to get the blessing, in short, yeah, Yitzchak said, I call Yaakov, Adam and Esav. He had Safek, you know, so why he gave him the blessing? If you had Safek, is you or somebody else? But anyway, he gave him the blessing. So why give him blessing? If you got the suffix, you don't, you know. So why give him blessing? The Tirutz is before Esau went to the to Latzut side, he said to Yitzhak, he said, listen, I'm scared maybe Yaakov come and try to take my brachot like he did in the Bechorah. So Yitzhak said, I can't see anything, I'm blind, I can't see anything. What we got to do? So Esau said, listen, if I come to you, I speak in the voice of Yaakov, you know it's Esau. But if somebody comes and speaks in the voice of Esau, you know it's Yaakov. So when Yaakov came to the Gebracha, he said, Ishtam, he doesn't know this, you know, Tula, you know this. So he was speaking in his voice, Yaakov's voice. And that's why Yitzhak said, the cork, and then he touched him, he said, and then he said, Yadam Yede Esav, the cork of Yaakov, like they are the before Esav went. Yeah. What's it?